It's the Brouhaha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It is the Drive Hop Monk Brouhaha with Herlinda and, of course, Mark Carpenter, who started at Anchor in San Francisco in 71.
How you doing today?
Now retired, riding horses on his ranch in Petaluma.
And enjoying life. You know, yeah. I just want to mention, I'm sorry you're not here next Thursday because Ken Grossman will be here,
yes.
The guy who started Sierra Nevada. And usually we need your help to keep the conversation going, but I think next week Ken and I and Herlinda will... There won't be any dead air.
No, you'll be fine.
He's an interesting guy, so that's going to be a good one.
He's been with us before, hasn't he?
No.
Never.
I've been working on...
I'll be in town. My son's coming down from Portland for his birthday, but maybe I'll come in for Brouhaha next Thursday.
Yeah, come in from 5 to 6.
If
there
I can
you
get
go.
My ass off the couch, we got no problem.
There you go.
All right.
He'll have beer.
Tell me more about Ken.
Ken started Sierra Nevada in 1980, and he and Paul Camusi. And I met him before it really got going because he and Paul would come down to Anchor Brewing to look around to get ideas and see what was involved. And they talked with Fritz, and then they started up. And they started up in Chico. And there was at a time when there were a lot of little breweries starting up, or a few at least.
But it was way before the big craft beer.
Way before. You're talking 1979, 1980 when they were getting going. And a lot of them were not successful, especially in the Bay Area. I think that, and I want to ask Ken about it next week, I think one of the big secrets to his success was it was in Chico. He had the university there. He had a lot of beer drinkers. And so as they got out of school and left Chico, they took their love of Sierra Nevada with them throughout the country, you know. And I think that really helped them build an empire.
And there's a lot of beer drinkers at Chico State,
oh, yeah.
As everybody knows.
Yes.
Duh.
Yeah. Number one party school.
Number one party school. Yeah, yeah. My band in the 80s, my band used to play there for like a week at a time.
Oh, then you might have been in Playboy.
Insane.
Yeah,
Playboy named them the number one party school in the United States.
Yeah.
So you were probably in Playboy for that.
Probably. We were a big party band.
Hey, Mike, is Michelle on?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we got also we have a guest on the phone right now. Michelle McGrath. She's the executive director of the United States Association of Cider Makers. She's based in Portland, Oregon. And I think, remember I was saying last week that I just got my certified cider professional level one? And that was through this organization, the U.S. Association of Cider Makers. I had to take a test, and I took a class and those kind of things. And I drank a lot of good cider. Hi, Michelle.
Hi there. I'm so glad to be here, and congratulations on becoming a CCP, Herlinda.
Thank you.
CCP.
Yeah, I like letters after my name.
Yeah, you're building a few.
Well, thanks for being with us. How long have you been in Portland?
I've been in Portland, Oregon on and off for about 12 years. I have a habit of moving back and forth between California and Oregon. I grew up in Northern California near Apple Hill.
That's appropriate. Where's Apple Hill at?
Yeah. It's in between Tahoe and Sacramento.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Mark knew, of course.
You ever heard of a band called Wild Ones in Portland?
I have, actually. My friends... sister or brother, one of the two, is in that band.
Really? You know the name?
Yeah. Yeah. The name of his brother, I don't. I don't know
Okay.
his name. My friend's name is Justin, so it's Justin's brother is in the band.
Yeah, and my son, it's my son's band.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. They've been doing great.
Small world. I love the Wild Ones. I've seen them at Revolution Hall, which is this
right.
old high school that they turned into a really great concert venue.
Yeah, and Nick has told me about that. He said it's very cool. Okay, so, Herlinda.
Well, one of the reasons why I asked Michelle to come on, besides that I just wanted to talk about my new certification, is that she was just listed as a top 40 under 40 tastemaker by Wine Enthusiast magazine.
Very good.
Yeah, and I think actually... Is this the first time someone in cider has been named that, Michelle?
Actually, last year there were two cider makers listed, one from Shaxbury in Vermont and Ryan Burke from Angry Orchard in New York. But I was the only person in the cider industry honored this year.
Wow. Congratulations.
It's a big deal.
Thank you.
And also, can you tell us about the Cider Association? Because we've got listeners and driving all over the place, and there's a lot of people who like cider, especially who are, besides that it's fabulous, and we used to, and we still grow a lot of apples in Sonoma County, but it's also gluten-free, and there's also other, it's kind of like wine, but what do you guys do?
Well, there are so many reasons to like cider, and we can dive into that in a little bit, but in a nutshell, the Cider Association is somewhat like the Brewers Association for the craft beer industry or any of the winery associations for the wine industry. So we have cider makers and cider companies and orchardists that belong to our organization. We advocate for them, whether that means helping them get lower taxes or helping them navigate federal regulations or correcting false myths with the media about the cider industry. And then we also are really focused on growing the market. And our primary mechanism for doing that right now is through education. And as you mentioned, the Certified Cider Professional Program is one of the ways that we are trying to educate people about cider, because it's a great beverage. It's super diverse and really nuanced, and that understanding is just missing. People don't.
Yeah. You guys have a big conference also called CiderCon, which I want to go to.
We'd love to have you at CiderCon, Erlinda. It's a huge conference. It's the premier cider event in the world. People come from dozens of countries to participate. And, you know, people think of cider as being rather small, but we've got 1,200 people at this conference every year. So we've outgrown one hotel, and we're having to move into multiple hotels in order to house us. It's 3 days of drinking cider and tasting cider and talking about how to market it. It's definitely an industry event, so it's not a public event, but when CiderCon rolls into town, whatever city we're in gets really excited, and there are all sorts of consumer-facing cider events happening around it.
Where's the next one? And when?
So it's going to be in Chicago in February. But the big news for anybody in the industry in Sonoma.
By the way, good luck with that.
I know. We only had blizzards in 2015. We lucked out in 2017. But the big news for anybody that's in the industry in Sonoma or the surrounding area is that CiderCon is going to be in Oakland in February 2020.
Ooh, that's not far from us. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. And we're going to be doing tours in Sonoma as part of CiderCon now.
Oh, well, I'm a certified tourism ambassador for Sonoma County, so I would be happy to help with that. And Mark Carpenter, he's right here, and you were talking about cider the other day, too.
Well, I like cider quite a bit, and I was involved tangentially with a little cider company starting up years ago. And whenever we have cider makers here, I always ask them, have we reached the point where it's affecting the price of apples yet? Because I hope that cider grows to the point where all the apples in Sonoma County are safe and not being torn up for grapes. And so what's the future look like for cider? Is it growing?
Cider is growing. Regional cider grew by 37% in 2017. And the first two quarters of this year were both positive. So cider continues to grow, which is great news. But what we need to work on is creating value for cider apples. So consumers need to value apples the same way they do a wine grape or the same way they do a local hop variety. And right now, that part of the conversation is just beginning. And the way we are initiating this conversation to create value for apples is by delineating heritage and modern ciders. So much of the cider on the market is crisp, tart, and refreshing. It's great to take to river. It's made out of dessert apples, which are going to be cold. And there's not really any justification for saving in orchards to sell your cold to the cider industry. Heritage ciders are orchard-based, and they are made with specific varieties that taste phenomenal when they're fermented. Some of these apples they call spitters because they're so bad to eat fresh. But when you ferment them, they are damn delicious.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're an important part of the mix, aren't they?
They are, because, you know, when you drink a wine, there are, or even, you know, a hopped beer. There are bitter notes and tannins that add complexity to your beverage experience. And when you're drinking a heritage cider, you're going to have the same thing. If it's a bitter sharp or a bittersweet apple variety, there are going to be these amazing tannins that's going to create a nice long finish, and it's going to pair really well with cheese or spicy Asian food or pork. And this is the really exciting part of the cider industry that is just starting to get out there.
Yeah, I love pairing. Well, we are so glad that you were able to call in today. Congratulations on your best of, I mean, your 40 under 40. That's quite a feat, especially since you're the only cider person on there. And I want to go to Chicago, although can't we do it when it's warmer?
We would have to charge more for the conference if it was warmer.
Oh, just come on. You can handle it.
You have a good excuse to stay in the bars there in the wintertime.
That's true. Yeah. They have good music there. I haven't been there yet.
Michelle McGrath, thank you so much for taking the time. I'm sure we'll talk again. And go see Wild One's next gig.
All right. Sounds great. Take care, everybody. Very
thank
excited.
You. Michelle. She knew my son's band.
Isn't that awesome?
That's pretty hip.
Very hip.
Okay.